Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler. Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator with Game Fish and Parks. Just wanted to give you a brief update on where we're at with non-meandered waters. And obviously, we're in full gear regarding ice fishing season. And ice fishing activity has increased, especially up in the Northeast. The ice is kind of questionable in a lot of lakes, but the Northeast has pretty good ice. The Southeast has very spotty ice at this time. So we urge anglers to continue to use extreme caution when accessing those lakes. To date, we have 4,280 acres of non-meandered waters that have been marked closed. So we have increased slightly over the course of the ice fishing season beginning. We have done a marketing campaign talking about cleaning up trash, respecting those areas by not leaving anything behind. Our communication staff have done some targeted emails and I believe some social media messages that targets that concern of trash being left behind, and we're going to continue pushing that recreation and respect campaign. I think that has been front and center and will continue to be front and center. I also had a chance to reach out and talk to the Reitz family earlier this week to see how things have been going. The Reitz Lake was closed in October. October 1st it was closed to public access. Again, that was open from August 1st through September 30th, and it has been closed for the last couple of months. The Reitz family is very happy with how things are going. There has been very little issues to this point. They expressed gratitude towards the commission. They thought the legislation was working very well for their situation, and they're looking forward to getting that water body opened up again May 1st. And that's when the agreement between the department and the Reitz family goes into effect. It would be May 1st through September 30th of 2019. So just wanted to give you a little update on the situation there on Reitz Lake. Other than that, landowner contacts have been positive, and things are going well up there in the Northeast. Any questions on non-meandered waters?
Mr. Jensen.
Kevin, when we had made that agreement, there had been some public comment on it. Has the department received comments, negative comments, or anything in that matter since that agreement's been put together, or for this winter for ice fishing, means it's blocked off?
There has been some comments regarding that the Reitz family currently is not allowing fishermen to fish there when they're asking for permission. There has been a couple individuals, to my knowledge, that have asked the Reitz family to fish on that water body, and as of now, there's nobody that is accessing or fishing on Reitz Lake besides the Reitz family directly, and the Reitz family has indicated they've done very little fishing actually this winter, so that probably takes some of the attention off. There's not houses out there. There was a permanent shack out there, one permanent shack here in the last couple of weeks, but other than that, it's been fairly quiet on the lake. To my knowledge, we have not heard a lot from the public regarding Reitz Lake. Actually, fish are biting pretty good on some other water bodies up in the Northeast, Wabe, Bitter, Pickerel. Those lakes have been seeing some pretty good fishing pressure, and I think folks are really focusing in on those water bodies where the fish are really biting. So,
questions or comments? Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.